Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. We're here once again live, Blog Talk Radio, Ibrahim Speaks. And boy, do I want to speak, okay? Today's topic, we're going to talk about how to get the universe work, how to get the universe working for you so you can get what you want. And also, we always start our show with the number one issue, love. Because if we don't love each other, we can't work together as a family, can't work together as a group. Heck, you can't even work with yourself if you don't love yourself. You know what I mean? So love is the key to this whole thing. You have to love yourself. If you're going to make anything work, then you have to know how to love others if you're going to make things work, okay? I'm going to say it again. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you have if you're going to commit an act and it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. Because if you commit the act and you're making somebody else not feel good, then you're not showing them you're not actually loving them, you know? Love is the act that makes others feel good. It's an action word. Now, I make it a point to open my show with love every Sunday because we don't know how to give each other love, you know? Because we've been taught about this love thing the wrong way, and that's not what we have to. So we have to readjust our thinking process based on what love is, because this culture didn't teach you what love is. You ask 10 people what's love, I guarantee you, you're going to get 9 different answers because nobody seems to know, you know? It's an action word. Love is an act that makes others feel good. Now, I didn't say it made you feel good. Now, here we are. Didn't say it's an act that made you feel good. It's an act that makes others feel good, and other people are supposed to be committing acts on you that make you feel good. That's how it works, okay? And it always goes back to our culture, our law, reap what you sow. What you put out, you're going to get back, okay? What you think about, you're going to bring about. You have to literally stop and reconsider what you're thinking about, because the universe don't discriminate. It will give you what you want. And if you walk around miserable all day long and all you're thinking about is this, I don't want this, and I don't like this, and I don't want this, making everybody miserable around you, everything that you say you don't want, that's all you're going to get all day long, because the universe is hearing your thoughts. Your little thoughts go right to the ether, and the universe is hearing it because the universe works for you, okay? And that brings us to our topic today. I just want to give a short presentation on love, but now next Sunday, we're going to give a full talk on love. It's going to be all about love, all right? For those of you who don't know how to love and having trouble with your relationships and all that, make sure you tune in next Sunday, all right, so you can so we can go through this together. Now, I'm not a teacher. I can't teach anyone. Once you understand that, then you get along with people pretty good, because everything I'm saying is already in your DNA. You already have it, okay? You can take 2 strands of DNA and put the entire Library of Congress in it. That's how powerful your DNA is. So when people say there's nothing new under the sun, oh, they mean it, because you can go into your DNA and information from millions of years ago is in there. Information about the future is in there. Yeah, you heard me right. I'll say it again. Information about the future is in there, okay? But first, here's the key to the whole thing. You have to know who you are. And the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, the Kabbalah, the Quran, coming forth by day and by night, the Egyptian scriptures, all the ancient books lead you to one conclusion. The most powerful thing in this dimension is what you see in your mirror. You know? That's the problem. Now, do the 1% want you to realize that? Oh, no, because if you knew that, then you'd be calling yourself Lord, calling yourself Master. And that's what they used to do when they had the slave. Did you call them Lord? Because they know who they are. The 1% realized who they were. Now, here's the mistake that the black community made. I'm going to lay this out here, okay? We had these little white, dirty, raggedy people coming off this little island. And we said, oh, they ain't nothing. These people ain't nothing. We ain't got to worry about them. And a few hundred years later, they got their foot on your neck. What did you miss? Conscious energy form in flesh is God. Okay? Now, I live in the real world. I deal with reality. People ask me, what do you believe? I don't believe nothing. You don't have to believe, because things work a certain way, and it works the same way every time. You eat, you're going to the bathroom. You drink water, you're going to the bathroom. You jump off a bridge, it's going to hurt. You might not die. You'd be broken into 100 different pieces, but it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt every time. That's reality. You don't have to believe certain things. It's not about believing. It's about knowing, okay? Like the movie The Matrix, the lady said, don't think you are, know you are, okay? And I'm telling you now, you are the gods of this universe. You want to know the most powerful person that you're ever going to meet? Go upstairs and look in the mirror. That's who that person is. But now somebody got to convince you that you're the most powerful person on the planet. Well, look, God is unlimited. That means that whatever you did 20 years ago, we're doing greater and better today. Whatever you did 40 years ago, we're doing greater and better today. If we had a limit to who and what we are, why don't we keep improving and making things better than what we had the day before? There's no limit to you, because there's no limit to what's in your DNA. All this information is in your DNA. Everything they're coming out with is already in your DNA. It's not nothing new. It might be new to some of the people around you, but it ain't new. It's not new in the universal scheme of things. Okay? Now, I don't want to get too far off topic here, but the topic of today, part two, okay, I was requested to do a part two because some people said I didn't go deep enough. So we're going to go a little deeper today. How to make the universe work for you. All right? Now, naturally, it's next few statements. I've got a nice football board here. I got quite a few people on the line. I'm going to lose a couple of people when I make this statement. They're going to say, oh, this nigga is crazy. You were not created. Uh-oh. Oh, boy, where did he go? You were not created. If you just stop and think for a minute, I'm going to go back to the beginning. You have to go back to the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. You can't go no further than that. The uncaused cause. That's it. You know what I mean? Now, we can say, well, let's extrapolate for a minute. What would the uncaused cause be like? Listen carefully. Only thing in the universe, when the uncaused cause first went into motion, was energy. Because the uncaused cause is made up out of energy. So the uncaused cause is going to make something that's going to be made out of the same energy that the uncaused cause is. You know, I didn't say he. Okay? I'm not one of those male chauvinists. Everything did, he got it, he a guy. Oh, my goodness. God forbid I should say she, right? People lose their minds. See, oh, my goodness. Listen, you are an extension of the universe expanding itself. That's who you are. You are made up out of energy. to create something, you have to start from nothing. You can't create something from nothing. It's just not going to work. Okay, the first person to prove it, oh, boy. Conscious energy formed in flesh. That's who you are, okay? You are the universe expanding itself. You are made up of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Ask any scientist, they tell you the same thing. If energy cannot be created or destroyed, how are you created? You weren't. You were made up out of source energy. That's who and what you are. You are an extension of source energy. I know I sound like a broken record here, but in order to get into the next part, I have to bring this home. This has to be clear to you, you know? Somebody asked me the other day, you don't believe in nothing? No, it's not reality. Reality works every time, the same way without fail. That's reality. Reality is not some Tommy, you know? Reality works every time, okay? And there's history and things to prove that reality works every time. They said, well, you don't believe in that? I don't believe in that. But don't you believe in the Creator? I said, you want me to believe in the Creator, man? I said, okay, get him on the phone. What do you mean get him on the phone? He's all potent, all omnipotent. He don't have a phone number? You know what I mean? I was just joking, trying to get the guy to laugh. But you are an extension of, not a creation of. Just like when you're a child, when you have a baby. You're not creating a baby, going in, trying to figure out what this is and how to make the baby six toes come out and all that, five toes. She's bigger than my six toes. She might be looking at them a little sideways. Five toes. You don't go do that. You put in what you have. Dad put in what he has. The two come together. You're making baby out of what you have. You already possess the energy. You're using the energy to make the child. You're not creating the child. Now, they're trying to create children. They're already walking around with the DNA changing, sniping this and snipping that, you know, trying to make it work. You got some crazy looking people out here. We don't know. And we want to know where they came from, you know. But you can't, even then when they're trying to create the different children, okay, they're using the energy that's already here. You can't destroy energy. You can change its form. What is energy? You burn it and turn to ash. Okay? You take your foot in the ground and turn it to something else. You can't destroy energy. The only thing you can do is change its form. Your energy. And the only thing we can do with you is change your form. Now, question. How do we get the universe working for you? The universe has been working for you from day one. When you first popped out of mama, you didn't pop out of dad. When you first popped out of mama, the universe was there working for you. It's just that you didn't know it because nobody's telling you these things. They got you looking for some guy sitting up on a chair up in heaven someplace, looking down on you, controlling your every movement or watching your every movement, and then if you mess up, they got another guy down inside the earth sitting on a hot rock, drinking tea, waiting for your soul to come down so he can torture you all these days of your life, but yet he loves you. I mean, you just got to stop and think about what's going on. Deal with reality. Reality is you're here. There's nothing greater than you on the planet. You ain't found it. There's nothing greater than men and women on the planet. You ain't found it. It ain't here. Because you are it. They try to get out of space, but we done been out there before. You go back and study some of the Egyptian texts. What's going on with Mali and all those places where the information is at. This ain't our first radio. We done been through all this here before, okay? We have retro guests. We're not evolving. We're just going back to a state that we were. We are retrograde to a primitive state. Oh, yes, you can retrograde if you don't get the proper information, and you can go further and further back. That's what they're doing to the children in the school. The 1% is worried because they know these children are gods. They know who they're dealing with, all right? And they're not going to underestimate you. I'm talking about black people now. They're not going to underestimate black people like you underestimated them. They know you're a god. They know if they slip, you're going to have your foot on their neck. and they're not going to slip. They're watching every little thing. Big Brother's watching everything, okay? Now, I keep going off topic because I'm just trying to express to you that your power and what you have, okay, and what you can do, so that you know that the universe, if the universe works for you, how do you get it to do what you want? It's all about your thought process. What you think about, you bring about. If you keep thinking about what you don't want, well, like I said a few minutes ago, the universe, it don't hear that. It only hears what your thoughts are. And you keep saying, I don't want, I don't want, I don't want. Well, what's going to be doing is giving you what you don't want, because that's the only thing it knows. That's the only thing you're saying. Stop thinking about what you don't want. Only think about what you want, okay? Only think about what you want. Now, you got to ask yourself, this is a question that we're not even asking ourselves these days. What do you want? When you look in that mirror and you ask yourself, do you ask yourself, what do you actually want? Somebody asked me, what do you want? I want peace on earth, and I want no human being ever to go to bed on an empty stomach. That's what I want, okay? Now, and I expect the universe to go into motion and bring that to a reality, bring that to a conclusion. I can stop a minute and thank everybody that's on the line. And all those that are calling in, I really appreciate you letting me know. And I'm not here by myself, and I appreciate you calling in. I want to thank you very much for calling in. Now, we're not using the Legacy of a Nation format, so we're not going through politics and health and all that. Although I will talk about health, because we need to know. I'm on an age reduction diet, and I'm supposed to be getting younger. It's showing in my beard and stuff. Everything's starting, my hair and everything's starting to turn black. I don't use no dye. So it's beginning to show. It's my intention to be here for 200 years, okay? And I got 120 more to go, but that's my intention to be here for 200 years, okay? Now, we're getting close. No, we're doing fine. So now let's talk about the one thing that most religious people don't actually get into with you. We're talking about the oracle. What is the oracle? The oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain. What does that mean? When you're a child, when you're first born, your synaptic nerves have to develop. But automatically, because of who you are, because you are a god or goddess, you know, I just use the term god because for both genders. For me, for both genders. Because of who your child is, the oracle has to regulate the information coming in from your mind, okay? Your mind is connected to everything out there, okay? I'm going to say it again. Your mind is connected to everything out there, and the mind speaks on the physical plane through your brain, all right? That's how the mind speaks. Now, there used to be a time when we could speak mind to mind, but we've retrogressed to a point that we can't do that no more. Some of us can, you know. Somebody could be across the room looking at you. You turn around, you can feel somebody looking at you, you know. But some of that power is still in you. But we don't work on it. We don't practice it in school. We don't practice it anywhere, you know, because the schools are dumbing you down because they don't want you to come back to who you actually are. And we're in the process of doing that right now, okay? But now back to the oracle. The oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain, okay? Now last week we talked about how to regulate the oracle, because the oracle can be regulated. When you have a young child and the child seems to be a little awful, what they call autistic, all you have to do is keep asking the child questions. Don't so much tell the child what to do. Do this, do that, do that. Ask the child, would you like to do so and so and so and so? What do you think? What do you think would happen if you ate too much? You know, I was having a session with one of the children who was supposed to be autistic, and look at, we were teaching him our fat. We're trying to get him to say the word fat. So we're going through the ad thing, ad, rat, cat, you know, Matt. Like that thing down the alphabet. We kept asking, what are you going to do if you eat? What happens if you're going to eat? If you eat too much, he says you're going to get full. I mean, which is a good answer. I had to laugh myself because he's absolutely right. You're going to get full, but we try to get him to stay fat. But his mind was beginning to open up. Now, he's thinking. He had to think about that to do that, right? Then we're eating candy. I said, why don't you eat too much candy? I said, see my teeth is falling out. That's why I eat so much candy. And he thought about that. I said, that's what's going to happen to you if you eat too much candy. I'm trying to get in the back up off the sugar, right? Because, you know, sugar and these children, they get to running around like they're super people or something. And he thought about it for a minute. And this child's supposed to be autistic. He thought about it for a minute. He said, you know what? If you suck on the candy instead of chew it, it won't mess up your teeth. Now, he had to stop and think about that for a minute before he came to that answer because he's trying to figure out, hey, see, man, this guy ain't going to take my candy from me. I'm going to get my candy some kind of way. So he's trying to figure out how to eat the candy so his teeth don't fall out. Now, as an adult, it's kind of hard to ask adults a whole bunch of questions, but for children, you can ask them questions all the time. If you have a child that you think might be autistic, ask them a lot of questions about everything, anything. It doesn't matter, you know. And don't order them around. Ask them questions in a way that they will want to do it on their own, you know. And that helps their mindset. That helps regulate the oracle. And the oracle will begin accessing what's going on with the synaptic nerves and begin to regulate the information coming up from the mind a little better, you know. Now, for adults, it's a little tricky for adults because you just can't work with an adult that has a whole bunch of questions. They look at you like you're crazy. So for adults, it's a meditation process. It's called focus meditation, right? You get in a meditative position. You look at a spot on the wall. And from that spot on the wall, you start thinking about what that wall is made up of. Now, these are kind of wall is panel, and you got wood there, you got paint there. How did they get the wood from the factory to the wall? What was the process? How they cut the wood? How they paint the wood? What kind of trucks did they build? What kind of trees did they use to make a panel that big? How did they press the wood? Did they press the wood or? What do they do to the wood? And under the wood is sheetrock. Now you got to figure they got paper on the sheetrock. How do they make the paper? What they say they make the paper out of wood or pulp. What's the process for them to make the paper? How do they get the little plastic? It's not plastic, but the little concrete looking stuff inside the sheetrock. How do they get the two of them together? Do they put the paper down first and put the sheetrock down? Try to put the other thing down first. But you go on. And on and on. Now, how did she get on the house? Who built the house? This is called focused meditation, right? This helps you regulate your oracle. So sometimes if things seem to be a little off, you can't somehow control the information that's coming in. It seems like you got a lot of information and you can't regulate it. You don't know what to do with it. It seems like information's coming from everywhere and it's kind of throwing you off a little bit. Do focus meditation, and the oracle will begin to regulate the information that's coming in so that you can draw the information when you want it and not just have a whole lot of information pop in your head. Sometimes you sit down and you can't stop thinking. Just stuff be popping in your mind all the time, you know, and you want to control it. You want to regulate that, you know. Your oracle is not functioning properly. You have religious people. And all of a sudden they throw it off, but they know everything about the Bible. They can read the, they can tell you every word in the Bible, but they throw it off. There's too much information coming through the synaptic nerves at one time, and the oracle needs to be regulated to slow that down. Now the ancient witch doctors, they call them witch doctors, but they were herbologists, and they studied for 24 years before they got to the planet. I'm talking about the doctors in Africa, okay? The ones that taught them how to inoculate, the ones that taught them how to do C-sections, probably taught them how to do brain surgery, them same witch doctors, okay? They had people for 25 years. They didn't have no mental hospitals. How come they didn't have mental hospitals? because they knew about the oracle. Now, in this society, they throw you off. They don't want you to know about stuff like that. They want to give you a pill, you know what I mean, to make you sleep all day long so that you don't realize what's going on, you know, so that they can control that slave, which is your body, your physical body as a slave, okay? Now, I'm sorry. If you have any questions or any comments that you want to make about what we're talking about, all you have to do is press 1 on your mic, and that will let me know if you have a comment or a statement or something that you want to say. Okay, even if you disagree with what I'm saying, you can still say it. Now, I'm not going to debate you about it, okay, but I will give you a chance to say whatever you have to say. Oh, boy, we got a hand up. So normally when the hands come up, I answer right away because I don't know what part of the conversation that they want. Normally they want to ask a question about what we're talking about at the particular time. So right now we're talking about the oracle. So let's go to 0032. Your mic is open. Do you have a comment or a statement?
My name is Jim. I was listening to everything, and I just wanted to give a little reality to what you were saying, because some things is based on physical, and some things is based on the metaphysical. And if, you know, somebody is wondering out there, you know, what proof do I have? Like, you know, how can I access the universe? How do I know the universe is within me? It's a science that dates back probably about 100,000 years, and it's called your metaphysical being. And the proof that you have of your metaphysical being is when you close your eyes, you can see things, but you're not actually seeing it, because we all know you need light to go into your eyes to see something. And that picture that you visualize could be a face of someone, it could be the past, is not off of a recording, because your brain isn't made up of magnets. Because, you know, you need like a magnet and like a disc or something, like a magnetic disc or a magnet to record audio and visual things too, even though we got digital stuff now also. But your brain isn't made of, you know, a digital computer either. So if you want proof, or you want to tap into your metaphysical being or proof of it, you can just close your eyes and visualize things. There's no like scientific proof of why you can see things with your eyes closed, but that's all I wanted to say. If people wanted like proof of how you're a part of the universe or your metaphysical being, that's a proof right there within yourself, is your memory.
Okay, well, that's very good. Thank you. I appreciate very much your dialogue. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave your mic open since there's no noise in your background. So I'm going to leave your mic open if you want to jump in a little later on, you can, okay? So, what Bella was saying is very accurate, you know. There's atomic, a level to the brain, okay? There's a subatomic level to you. And on that subatomic level, you're connected to so much out there, you know. But that's a lecture for another day. We're going to talk about that at another time. But right now, we're focusing on the oracle so that you can better help yourself, okay, regulate the information that's coming in from your mind. The mind is connected to your spirit, that spiritual body. Your mind is connected to that, and the brain is connected to the body. And the mind communicates on the physical plane through the brain, which is regulated by the oracle through your synaptic nerves. As your synaptic nerves develop, the oracle allows more information coming into your brain through your mind, so that you don't be walking right here and throw it off. Now, the 1%, they have they don't want us to know this information, because they tell you there's an oracle at Delphi, and every time you see it on TV, the oracle is some kind of person with some kind of supernatural powers and stuff. But all of this is within every living human being on the planet, okay? All of this, you all have this power, and we're all conscious energy formed in flesh, okay? Now, the body, okay, we're all slave masters. I just want to go here for a few minutes. We're all slave masters, okay? The body is your slave. It will do whatever you tell it to do. You are in control over this thing. Oh, I can't stop smoking. I can't stop drinking. Yes, when your elbow bends, don't have a cigarette in your hand. You know what I mean? When your elbow bends, don't have that liquor in your hand. You can make your body do whatever you want because you are actually a slave master, and the body is your slave. You are the master of the physical realm. It goes further than that. You are the master of the physical realm. That's how you were made as an extension of source energy. You were made to regulate and to reform energy to serve your purpose. Okay? Now, believe it. You don't have to believe it. It happens every day, over and over and over. You're reforming energy into different things to for your benefit. That's why I said, people ask me, what do you believe? I don't believe in nothing. Whatever reality is constantly working every day without fail. Over and over and over. It works, it works, it works, okay? You put some heat under some water, it's going to turn into steam. You put some coal on that steam, it's going to turn into water. Put some coal in that water, it's going to turn into ice. It works every time. It's nothing to believe. It's reality. And we have to begin to live in the real world, okay? There's no guy sitting up in a chair watching you all day long, okay? The universe, okay, you're connected to every molecule. Everything out there is connected to you. And when you think these thoughts, remember Mama used to say, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. That's how the universe works. It works for you, but you have to focus your mind to get what you want. Let's say you want something going on in Philadelphia. Okay, I'm in Philadelphia, I want this going on, and then you talk to the universe, well, this is what I want, this is what I want, and you go forth expecting it to happen, but then you move to Jersey. You're in Philadelphia catching hell. Wondering why, and I mean, you in Jersey can't tell wondering why when you ask for everything to come to Philadelphia. You have to realize that through action and reaction, all right, the universe will begin to make things happen. Now, sometimes some things take a little longer than others because it depends on what you ask for. A lot of things have to be manipulated, all right, so that that thing that you ask for will be there at the time that you need it. Okay, sometimes it'll always come at the time that you want it, but it will be there at the time that you need it. But when you think about what you want, don't doubt that it's going to come. Be positive in your assertion. I don't pray. I assert what I want into the universe, and I know it's coming. I know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? So be positive. Be strong in your assertion, and when you assert these things into the universe, the universe will make it happen through action and reaction, all right? Some people say, well, how come some people are plane crash and people die on holiday? Because that's what they were thinking. You have people thinking along the same lines. They wound up in the same place. Boom, there's death there because they were thinking along those lines. You have to stop thinking in terms of what you don't want or what you don't like. If you don't like it, you don't have to think about it because you don't like it. If you don't like it, don't even let it be a part of your thought process. Stick to what you like, you want. Stick to reality. Reality works every single time without fail. Without fail. Drink that water without fail. You're going to go to the bathroom. Eat that food without fail. You're going to go to the bathroom. That's reality. It has nothing to do whether you believe it or not. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen. That's reality. And this is what the scientific methodology is based on. Doing one thing with another thing, and you get a certain result. Okay? You mix two chemicals together, every time you're going to get a certain result. Now, here's how it works with the children. You take a child, right? Roll the ball to the child. that a child can roll a ball back, but the child don't go through the algebra process and start thinking about, well, if I use a certain amount of pressure, how much speed per square inch will I have to push it so that the ball will make it all the way back to where it came. The child don't think like that. See, once the child sees you roll it, those processes are already in the child. The child just pushed the ball back at the same speed, the same power that you push it to the child without going through the mathematical process because it's already in the child. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff that you're doing out here, it's already in you. You're saying, well, this is new and this is new. No, it's not new. It's been there in you all the time. But here's what you haven't been doing. You haven't been asking yourself the questions that you want answers to. Now, that's something to think about, okay? If the answers is in you, how do you get them? Ask yourself the questions. If you ask yourself these questions, you're going to get the answers to these questions. By hook or crook, these answers are going to come to you, but you have to ask yourself the questions, okay? Some, you know, in some circles, they tell you, don't question my authority. They don't want you asking questions because the answers you're going to get, they might not like the answers you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? The answers are in you. Now, how come one guy can invent something and the other guy can't invent nothing? Because he had not answered. He's not asking himself the questions. If you ask yourself the questions, you want to change this world? Ask yourself the question on how. He said, like, I want peace on earth, and I don't want no human being on the planet to go to bed hungry, ever. All right? Now, I've asked, that's what I want. Now, the next question is, how do I get that? How do I bring that into existence? What questions do I ask the universe to bring that to me? And what's the step-by-step process that's going to make that happen if that's what I ask for? See what I'm saying? So, I got four books out here. You see what I'm saying? Because the step-by-step process is coming to me. I'm going to get it. And what I'm asking for, I'm confident that it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? This is where you have to live at. You have to live in reality. And the reality is the smartest person you're ever going to meet, the most beautiful or handsomest person that you're ever going to meet is in your mirror. You know, you're looking in the wrong place for this powerful, smart, intelligent, beautiful, handsome person is in the mirror, you know. If you're saying to yourself, I want to do so and so and so and so, you reap what you sow. And if you put in hallucinogenics and you put in alcohol and cigarettes and all that stuff in your body, you're not going to reap what you want to accomplish what you're trying to do. Dimethyltryptamine, I think that's how you pronounce it, is produced by the mind. So the mind can cause you to trip into certain information if you're asking yourself the question. It will produce the chemicals in your brain to trip you into whatever you need to know. It's there for you. It's no coincidence that somebody come up with this idea or this person come up with that idea. They ask themselves the question, how can I make a better car? Okay. How can I make a car that runs off electricity instead of gas? Once you ask the question, you start thinking about the answers, and the answers are going to come because the answers are already inside. If you need something, if you want something that's not around, that's not here, ask yourself the questions, and you're going to get it. Uh-oh, I went over time. I normally run a commercial at the halfway through the hour. I have people call in for the commercials and stuff. So we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to run a commercial because I talk the talk, but I walk the walk. I don't charge nobody for airtime or whatever. If they have a commercial or something, or if they have a show or whatever they're putting up, and they want to announce it on the airwaves, there's no charge. They can do it all for free. All you have to do is let me know, or if you have a show or a program or something that you're promoting, okay, then all you have to do is just hit one, and I know that you have your hand up, if you just want to announce your show or program or whatever you're trying to do, then you can do it any Sunday on my show. That's fine, okay? This is Elohim Radio every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. from LPPA U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We'll use the four digits of your phone number. And if you have a company or group and you want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so. I'm being commercial now. We also have – I released a gospel group. I do a gospel. I sing gospel. I produce music and everything else. We got a little record company going over here. And the CD is called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The link is CDBaby/CD/ Elohim Christ number 2. Just Elohim Christ. I push the number 2. And so you can check out my CD. I'm also on YouTube. Just going to Elohim Christ 10 Tracks, Jesus is Coming. And my YouTube CD will come up and you can hear what I sound like and get an idea of what type of music that I'm producing. Now, on the CD, I've written all the music. I've done all the instruments myself. I did everything on the tracks, okay, so you can hear the kind of stuff that I did, okay? And when we say Jesus is coming back, now the question that we ask ourselves is, if he's coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child that you keep just might be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And guys, you know, we tell my sister had a baby, but you guys got to step up. You know what I mean? Them babies need daddy. You know what I mean? You might not think they need daddy, but they need daddy. You know, these sisters, some of these so strong, they be doing mama and daddy. But these babies need their daddies, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come. For more information on a CD or book, call TCCA at 215-977-0777. That's from 9 to 5. Also, I'm now in the gold business. Yes, I do carry bars, and it's a pretty lucrative system for those who get into it and learn how to work it. Now, you know, nothing's going to come to you without putting some kind of work and effort into it. And I think the carry bars gold system is a good system because you need a different revenue stream than the one you got. And everybody's switching to gold. It's time that you start switching to gold, too. And for more information on that, you can call anytime from 9 to 5. At 215-977-0777, and I'll hook you up, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history, and he helps fill in the missing pieces. You know, a lot of historians, they've given a history, but they don't actually understand what the history means. This guy does. He's pretty good. Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mac. And his son comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. And the call-in number is 319-527-6199. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Sun 752. He's on every morning at 9 o'clock. And every Wednesday at 8 p.m., the call-in number is 319-427-6199. If you want more information on these numbers and stuff, like I say, just press 1 and ask me for the number, and I'll make sure I'll slow down and make sure that you get it. I might be moving kind of fast here, but I give a lot of people shout-outs. I would like to give a shout-out to my sister Tammy. To Sister Tammy, she's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. Okay, she has a spoken word, a show called Spoken Word, and she's pretty good. The words she speaks are pretty good. I think it's not going to hurt you to check her out. She's on YouTube, okay, under Kamitra 11. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual reader and advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get on our website at NikkiLoveWunam.com, okay? We also have the UNA, 1656 will be more, Philadelphia. That's a group started by Marcus Garvey. We have the largest Black organization in the history of the country, period. Nobody's ever had one of the organizations that he has, okay? And they meet every Sunday Philadelphia at 3 p.m. This is called Brother Kabir. The number is 267-513-8789. To contact the international spokesperson for the UNIA, call 646-807-6502. Also, there are UNIA meetings on 514 South 51st Street. Okay, the contact number, we can contact Mark, but I don't have his number up here on the board. I'll put it up here next week so you can go to contact him. But every Sunday at 514 at 3 o'clock, just stop on by and he'll be there, okay? We have RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-638-5828 and ask for Brother Siddiqui, and he will hook you up, okay? Especially if you need flags for your shows and stuff like that. Or little buttons and everything. He makes all that stuff for you, okay? We have a new listener who has a security company. His number is 336-988-8638. I don't have his web address, so hopefully he'll give us a shout out and give us his web address and everything so you can get in touch with him. He does security, and I think he's looking for people to work and things like that. So if you want to give him a call at 336-988-3638, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thorne, who writes in the name of yesterday's child. I think I might have to break these commercials up into two segments here because we're sort of getting quite a few shout outs here. He has six CDs on the market. He writes the old school, right? And you just Google CD Baby, the impression yesterday's child. We'll call Tom directly. He has a recording studio up there, so those of you interested in buses, if you tune to Tom, you can get in touch with him for that. His number is 267-259-4077. And I'd like to give a shout-out to a new learning academy that's in town. It's called Taylor Cotts Learning Academy. That's my daughter, so you know I'm going to give her a shout out. She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school. She will soon be a doctor, Taylor. She will soon be a doctor. So Taylor for Tots, before school service and in West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 to 6 p.m. Her email address is TaylorForTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com, okay? And she's on Instagram, Taylor_Tots_LA. Now, I'm not the most computer guy in the world, so. Okay, now we have two resident doctors, naturopath doctors that we have on the scene on time. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling all these doctors, you deserve to have what you got. No, we don't really mean that. Nobody deserves to be sick, okay? So if you have any kind of health problem, just call these guys. And don't worry. You call these guys, you will be healthy. Okay. So now, okay, that took a minute. I might have to break that up into two segments, because I have a couple of other announcements that they're going to be coming through soon. Talk to them today. So, but now I'll be back to the topic. We're only got about 15 minutes more left here. It's not even that long. I was requested, you know, to do a part two on how to make the universe work for you. They wanted me to get a little bit more deeper into it. And so I thought I'd do just that. And the most important thing is regulate your oracle so that the information coming to your synaptic words won't be overwhelmed with it. And in order to get that information that's inside you, people ask me, would you come and teach us? I said, I can't teach you. I can't teach anybody. Any information is already there. The only thing I can do is show you how to go in and get it. Somebody wrote in a book, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be open. Okay? If you ask yourself, because that's where the information is at, you have the information already. You just have to go in and get it. Okay? Now I'm just going to do a little quick recap, all right, on Oracle, because it was most interesting in Oracle when we talked. The oracle is not a person, okay, it's not the oracle of Delphi, some guy they got, they're talking about. It's not the oracle that they have in the cartoons, you know, where I can see everything and like with a crystal ball. That's not it. The oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain, okay? The mind is not the brain. Understand that. You are a spiritual entity. And the spiritual entity has a mind attached to it, which is a form of gas. Okay? That's how the body presents itself. Physical, spirit, water, liquid, and gas. That's basically how everything is set up. And you do have a water, liquid, gas system. Your physical body. Okay? That's the physical. All right? And your solid liquid gas. I'll get it right here in a minute. The solid part of you is your physical body, okay? The liquid part of you, all right, is your spirit. I'm saying that it's liquid because your spirit has the ability to travel through dark matter all over the universe. If you've ever meditated, okay, and got out of your body, you can travel to wherever you want, but when you do that, you have to think about a place that you want to go before you meditate so that your mind can take you there, okay? And the mind is the gas. Now, that's a whole other issue there because we're incorporeal beings, all right? And we come in from an incorporeal dimension into this dimension of the Osiris A, B, and C, okay? We have the ability to draw a physical body around us that can actually exist in space. Okay, I'm not gonna go too far into that, but we are incorporeal beings surrounded in a physical body. Okay, now I know that just to give a little breakdown, because I do like the Bible a lot. You know, when they say to breathe the life into the clay became a living soul, okay? The clay is your soul. Your physical body is your soul. Now, I know we get a lot of feedback on that one, but I just want to throw that out there because solid liquid gas, that's how things are made up, okay? Now, you can astral travel. You can astral project yourself anywhere in the universe, thought travel to 24 trillion miles per second. So it won't take you long to go from here to Venus or to Mars or wherever you're trying to go, astrally projecting yourself, okay? You can do that. I got a friend of mine on the line. Let him give a shout-out about this show for a minute, although we only got about 8 minutes. Normally when he chimes in, I think the switchboard is 1927. You're on the line. Do you have a comment or question about what's going on? Can you hear me?
Good evening, Brother Lee. Yes, this is Brother Mac. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Good to hear your voice. How are things going today? You okay out there?
All is well. Yes, sir. Had a little celebration, today.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
No,
yes, sir.
Me not being around, what can I tell you? But go ahead. you have a comment or statement? We only got a few minutes left, so I'm going to
Yes, sir. Yeah, brother Elohim, I would be content to just listen to the remainder of the lecture and or conversation, because when I listen to your truth, I always come away knowing something that I did not know, and also knowing things that I did know in a totally different perspective. You're such a wise teacher, and I want you to know that I appreciate you. And if it's okay with you, I'll just listen for the next few minutes.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to know that you're on the line. I appreciate you more than you know. And happy birthday, brother. I wish you many more. And what is it? When you 21 or 83 now? What is it?
Well, let's say I'm actually 29, but it took me 82 years to get here.
Okay. So that's one of our elders on the line, and he's my elder. So, you know, I just want to give him a shout-out and let him know that we love you, brother. We look forward to you for many, many more years. And
Thank you so much. Thank you for the love, and know that you are loved in return. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, and we were talking about the, I went a little bit into astral projection, but that wasn't really the topic for today. But getting back to how do you get the answers that you need, you really need to go in and ask yourself the question, because everything that you need to know is in your DNA. And if you ask yourself, these questions will come up. There's no coincidence that some people can invent stuff and some people can't. Everybody can invent if they ask themselves the question, what makes this work? How can I make this better? What can I do to improve on this item? Or what do I need to make my work better? You know, and always you will definitely get the answers because of who you are. And that's where everything begins. Your reality begins with who you are. If you say, I'm a carpenter, then we're looking for a carpenter. But if you say, I'm a master builder, now that's different. We got somebody that can do everything. So everything, as far as what you can do and what you can't do, is determined by who you think you are. If you know, right, that you are the most powerful being on the planet right now, you're going to begin to conduct yourself like that. Well, if I'm so powerful, how come I only got this little teeny apartment and a raggedy car outside, you know? If I'm so powerful, you just ask yourself a question, and you're going to get the answer, because that's where you see yourself at. You see yourself in a little apartment with a raggedy car. Why don't you see yourself in a mansion like the queen got? You know what I mean? You never even thought about living in a place like that. Oh, man, that 1%. That's not your reality. Your reality is that little apartment, that little teeny car. That's your reality. You have to upgrade to what you really want. And that's the first thing to the whole thing. You really have to ask yourself what you want, because if you're asking for stuff and you're not sure of what you want, you'll get part of it and then you'll lose it before you get the rest of it because you done went to something else now. Systematically, okay, let me say this right quick. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever you want, go to that particular thing mentally. This is what I want. And then backtrack all the way down to the first step. This is the first step that's going to take me into that mansion, that Mercedes, or whatever you're trying to get, or into the governorship, or whatever you're after. Go to that particular point as if you've already accomplished it. Then backtrack to the first step. And each step that you make, from that first step going to where you're going, that's where you're focused at. What's the next step after this? What's the next step? This way you won't be jumping from being a doctor to a lawyer, from a lawyer to Indian chief. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be a lawyer, then you backtrack to what's the first step. Now, how do I learn how to be a lawyer? What's the first step? There's lawyers out there. Sit in the middle of the circle. Don't go on the outside of the circle chasing lawyers. Sit in the middle of the circle and watch. See how they got it. Once you see how they got it, then you can reach up and grab it. Rather than be on the outside going around and around and around chasing something like a little mouse on a wheel, you know what I mean? Get off the wheel, you know what I mean? If the mouse get off the wheel and looks at man, don't make sense for me to get on that thing. I ain't getting nothing out of this. Some exercise, you know what I'm saying? sit in the middle of a circle. Think about what you want. Watch others that have what you want, okay? And watch how they got what they got. Then you go to work from the first step building towards where you're trying to go. But make sure that's what you want. Don't get halfway up there. Yeah, well, I got 2 years of medical school, but I decided I want to be a doctor. Come on, you know? There's nothing wrong with medical school. But if you're trying to be a doctor, you're in medical school being miserable. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a lawyer. But if you want to be a doctor, you're in law school being miserable. There's nothing wrong with law school, just that that's not where you want to be. Ask yourself, what do I want? Sit in the middle of a circle, see how others got it, and figure out how you can get it. But you have to ask yourself questions. You can go, you can try something right now, okay? Pick up a book, all right? Not a big book, but just pick up a book. Some book that you haven't read. Put the book on the table. Read the title. Then ask yourself, what's in this book? Okay? Ask yourself a few times. Think about what's in this book. Now, you haven't read the book, just the title. Think about what's in this book. You read that book and you already know. Because you don't already ask yourself the questions and you got answers before you even read the book. Just try it. Try it. And you'll see that it works. You'll be amazed at what you already know. But don't know that you know that you know. Okay? We are out of time. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody on the line. And 0032, thank you for your comment. 1927, thank you for your shout-out. I appreciate that. It's nice to know that we have others on the line. And brothers, next time on 0032, if you want to take more time and go more into some of the stuff that you know, because it sounds like you know a few things, you can just take some time and go into some of the stuff that you know that you might want to share with everybody, okay? And with that, this is Brother Elohim. I want to thank everybody on the line. I appreciate you calling in. And I love you. And we will chat some more next Sunday. Peace.
Much love, Brother Elohim. Lead forward.